Our first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the 20th chapter, and we read verses 7 through 13. O Lord, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak out, I cry out, I shout, violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and a derision all day long. If I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shot up in my bones, and I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, terror is on every side. Denounce him, let us denounce him, say all my close friends, watching for my fall. Perhaps he will be deceived. Then we can overcome him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a dread warrior. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble. They will not overcome me. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, who tests the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them. For to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord. For he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of evildoers. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, and we begin reading at verse 12. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies, to make you obey their passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness. Represent yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, who were once slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed. And having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity, to lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. Now that you have been set free from sin and become slaves of God, the fruit that you get leads to sanctification, and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. We begin reading at verse 5 and then verses 21 through 33. These Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child. And children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So, have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. When I tell you in the dark, say in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetop. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. And whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based in part upon your epistle lesson for today, and particularly these words from the Apostle Paul. From Romans 6, verse 12, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions." And then verse 14, "For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace." This is our text. You know, the things that human beings are willing to do never ceases to amaze, I think, all of us. I mean, you think one day nobody would ever do that, and you read the newspaper or in the internet, yeah, they would. But I put together for this morning a list of headlines that I don't think you will ever hear. Number one, "Man who discovered he won $1 billion in the lottery this last week was caught robbing a liquor store." I don't think you'll hear that one. Number two, "Man arrested for giving a black eye to a woman he just asked to marry him after she said yes." Don't think you're going to hear that one. "Couple who just finished building the house of their dreams set fire to the house and burned it down just after moving in." No, you're not going to hear that one. "Top-rated athlete who trained all his life to win Olympic gold refuses to participate in final race. When asked why, he said, why he didn't compete. He said he was getting tired of all the hard work. You're not going to hear that headline. Last one here. Top student, class president, valedictorian, captain of the cheerleading squad, and a homecoming queen, fails to show up for graduation ceremonies. When asked why, she said she didn't think ceremonies were all that important and didn't understand what all the fuss was about. Now, are there people who rob liquor stores and other stores? Yeah. Are there spouses that abuse their spouses? Do people burn down houses? Yeah. People fail to show up for important things? Yeah. But not when they think it's what they've wanted all their life. Not when they think that they're getting what they need. Not when they're receiving their heart's desires. That's what makes all these headlines, in essence, impossible to read about. Not because people don't do the bad things that I just named. They don't do them when they're receiving their heart's desires. For sin will have no dominion over you. Since you are not under law, but under grace. We as Christians are obedient to the law of God, at least we strive to be. But we do so for a different reason, those who are not Christian. Not from the standpoint of being forced to do something, but because we want to do something. Not in obedience to some law that God has laid upon us, but out of trust that our God, in all that happens to us, is caring for us and loving us, providing for us all that we need. As we're reading through the gospel lesson for this morning, as the gospel lesson begins, it sounded kind of depressing. Because Jesus was telling his disciples, and not just his disciples of old, but us living today, how difficult it can be for us to be a Christian. I mean, are you afraid of saying certain things in certain company these days? Some of the things that God tells us are right, modern society is quite willing to punish us for believing that. Wanting to protect children who are unborn. Believing that God created marriage between a biological man and a biological woman. And all kinds of other things that we as Christians believe. You know, years ago, our culture joined with us in believing those things. But now literally saying them can in some places get you fired from a job, get you persecuted on a bus, get you harassed, even cause people to protest outside of your door. Jeremiah, in our Old Testament lesson for today, begins by complaining about how difficult it has become for him. Even his own friends were wishing his downfall because of the things that he was saying. Oh, they were true things. Make no mistake about that. But even though they were true, they weren't what the people of his day wanted to hear. Yet he still felt compelled to preach the word. Yes, it can be difficult for us to be Christians and to follow the precepts that our Lord God has laid down for us in his word. But when we really get who God is, we do it. Because for us, it is no longer an obligation. We are not under law. We are under grace. When you're living in the idea that God is committed to you, that he is committed to your care, that he is committed to providing for you, and even on those times when you failed to do what he wanted you to do, he still loves you, he forgives you. When you never live in the idea that you have no hope, because you know that your hope is secure through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ your Lord. When you live day after day with the idea that you already have all that you need because you believe your Lord. You believe words like those of the Apostle Paul also in Romans. That he who did not spare his own son but graciously gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? When you're not running away from your own guilt, when you're not living your life in fear, when you're not worried about tomorrow, when you know and are confident you have all you need and always will, you go out and rob a bank, you punch somebody in the eye. No, you don't do those things under those circumstances. You don't do those things not because you're not commanded to do them or because you're forbidden to do them. You don't do those things because you want to do something else. That's how grace enables us. When we understand it fully, when we believe in it fully, enables us to live the life God has called us to do. You know why our Old Testament lesson for today began on, if you will, a depressing note? Jeremiah complaining about all the people that were gathered around him, all the people who were wishing for his destruction. It was kind of neat how the Old Testament lesson ended, with praise to God. Because as Jeremiah made very clear toward the end of that lesson, he ultimately knew he had nothing to fear. He knew that ultimately he would triumph, that God would guard and protect. And so, surrounded by enemies, having friends turned on him, wishing for his destruction and defeat, he continued to preach the word. Not out of obligation to God, but trusting God's grace, his love, his mercy. And so also Jesus, then, in our gospel lesson for today, comforted his disciples, simply asking them to take a look at sparrows, which he'd done earlier in Matthew as well. And though they seem so insignificant to the world, yet not one falls to the ground. The Heavenly Father doesn't care. Even the hairs of our head, they are numbered. Some of us make it easier for God than others. So in these troubled times, fear not. Live the way God describes we ought to live. But not because you are fulfilling some obligation to God, but with a joyful and a peaceful heart, knowing that your God cares, your God will provide, your God will deliver. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.